This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. This week, federal immigration officials announced that some international students may not be eligible to stay in the U.S. while pandemic restrictions are in place. Denverite's Kevin Beatty has more.
ICE changed rules that say who can live in the country under student visas. Anyone taking a full course load of online classes is no longer allowed to stay in the U.S. and now may be subject to deportation. But David Fine, general counsel for Metro State University in Denver, said the 160 international students slated to attend in the fall may easily avoid removal. Metro will offer both virtual and in-person classes. A statement from the University of Colorado Boulder said they'd also operate on a hybrid model. Boulder enrolled nearly 3,000 international students in 2019. Kevin Beatty, Denverite.
Coloradans will continue to be able to donate part of their state tax refund to the Special Olympics, the Red Cross, and several other causes because of a bill signed into law Tuesday. The option to give to the charitable funds was slated to drop off the tax forms this year, but Democratic Representative Lisa Cutter says the need for their services hasn't gone away.
So as a legislator, you just look for things that really make a tangible impact. And I know this bill is going to make a very tangible impact on some important communities.
Governor Polis signs a bill this afternoon to prevent homeowners associations from banning home-based daycares. The bill is meant to encourage more people to open their own businesses and ease a child care shortage in Colorado. Hot weather continues across the state with highs in the 90s mostly along the Front Range. High fire danger today around Grand Junction and in Vail. This is CPR News.